Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. It's not in mailboxes yet, but it won't be long for the 2012 Census of Agriculture to arrive.
That's right. The Ag Census is conducted every 5 years, and report forms will be mailed for Kentucky around December 28th. So when that hits the mailboxes, it's important to take some time, look over the questionnaires, the report forms, and fill them out.
Lee Brown heads up the Kentucky Field Office of USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, NAS. They're the lead agency in collecting and analyzing the data.
Well, the questionnaire itself is long, but not everyone fills out every page. It's a long questionnaire because we've got to cover all the possibilities of the types of agriculture we have in Kentucky.
He says the Ag Census is the only way to get information to measure how successful various state initiatives and market assistance programs have been.
This is the one time that we get detailed agriculture information for a lot of commodities by different types of farms and also by county. And a lot of the extension programs and different farm programs that are administered throughout the state are based on the farm counts that come directly from the Ag Census.
Brown says these numbers are used in aggregate. Individual information is never released.
That's correct. The data is only used as aggregated to a county and different summary levels. All the information is protected by Title VII, so no one else can get that information. NAS will protect that information and remain confidential.
We'll be right back.
Need a better job? Need technical training? Want to go to college but didn't finish high school? You can take free classes to get your GED diploma. Contact your local adult education center or go to knowhowtogokentucky.org. That's knowhowtogokentucky.org. Don't delay. Start today. This message brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education, Council on Post-Secondary Education. knowhowtogokentucky.org.
Those Ag Census forms should begin arriving early next week. Lee Brown with the Kentucky Office of NAS says farmers have about a month to take care of them.
The actual due date is February 4th, but if people need extra time, that's not a problem either. We'll work with anyone to get that census form completed.
Data will show changing patterns in crops and livestock, economic conditions and operating costs, information that's just not available anywhere else. Brown says Kentucky farmers are generally very responsive.
Yeah, we get good response rates. The census is one of the projects that NAS conducts. It's mandatory and required by law. So we do hope that people will look at the importance of completing the questionnaire, take some time and complete it and send it in so the information will be counted.
Brown says they'll be working on the data most of next year.
2013 will be the year we collect the information, do the data analysis and review, and then it'll be published in February of 2014.
Getting a count out on the farm, the Census of Agriculture. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.